This Friday we are continuing our previous shiur. We are discussing the meaning of Chazakah b'Sfeik Adina, Sefik Metzias. In the previous shiur, we saw already Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmayin, flows Mitaras Hashem, including the Ritva, that the Ritva explains the Mishnah, brought the Gemara in Kedushin, that find tests, also at the beginning of Nida, that if you have a mikvah that was measured and found to be chaser, all the taros that were done on this mikvah are tameh. And the Ritva explains, what does that mean? Kol atar shenogeh b'matameh shetavol mikvazu. Anything pure that somebody who dipped in this mikvah touches are tameh. Because since it was found to be chaser, you assume that when he was tovel it was chaser, the mikvah was lacking 40 sah, and in mail, everything he touches is going to be tameh. And this the Ritva asks, why do we go after his cheskas tumah? Why don't we go after the cheskas tyre of the object that he touched? So he answers that since he definitely touched, they don't have any more chazaka. And we explain pshat in the Ritva barichos. What does that mean? What that means is that the discussion here, the suffik bedin, is in him. Is he tameh or is he tahar? That's the question. There's the etzem hadin, and then there's the etzem hadin suffik and the ofen ha-suffik. So the ofen ha-suffik would be like a get, suffik karavla, suffik karavla. This is all just a review of last time. So you don't know, is it closer to her, closer to him? The din is whether they're not divorced, they're divorced. So the ritus mechadesh that betairis, shenaga bema adam had din suffik ena betairis atzman, because the tairis themselves definitely touch the person. So we're not misupik, did the tairis touch the person or didn't the tairis touch the person? What are we misupik about? The din suffik is in the person. Is the person tamay or is the person not tamay? So the court merges according to this analysis that the din suffik and the tyrus is the tame, is the person tame or not tame. Again, when it comes to the tyrus themselves, you know that they touch the person. So you don't have that question about the tyrus. What question do you have? Was the person tame or was the person not tame? So really then the Yisod question is, the Yisod suffik is, was the person tame or not? It's a din in the person. The person's the suffik. So since the whole din suffik is in the person, Memela, you can't say that their cheskas tyre of these objects is going to help them, because the din suffik is in the person. And then we're a marich with that, and with that we explain the Rashbam. So this is all the shitas haritva that he holds, that since vade nago tyres ba'adam dino ke'adam, and we don't get the din of these tyres like the person, we don't go after the cheskas tyres. However, Rashi in Kedushin Pe'amid Aleph, the Ramasil Vein, the Ramasil Batzab Yado argues with this. He explains to the Gemara that it's talking about where vade nago tinok be'isa, the tinok definitely touched this dough. And the suffix is the tinok tamei or not. Nevertheless, we say there that the isa remains with cheskas tyrus. You see that shitas Rashi is that even though vade the tinok, the child touched this dough, the suffix is in the tinok, not in the isa, because isa was definitely touched. Suffix is the tamei or not. Nevertheless, mahani cheskas tyrus shel ha-isa, the cheskas tyrus of the isa is effective to keep it tahar. So you see that the Ritva and Rashi have a machlokas. And Tosfos also comes out like that from Tosfos. Ne'erivin daf lamed vav amud aleph. The Ramaschal mikvah shel nimdad. Memela kumtais that we have a machlokas Ritva against Rashi and Tosfos, and we have to understand gedra machlokas. Also shitas harashbam that we learned about in the previous shir, that besveka didina we don't go after chazaka. As we explained in the previous shir, when it comes to a suffik in the mitzias, so there you can go after a chazaka. Safek karav la, safek karav la. The din safek is what? In the isha, she megureshes or not megureshes. And the safek in the mitzias of safek karav la is the ofen ha-safek. That's the type of safek where we discuss the din of the isha. Is she megureshes or not? So since the din safek is in the isha herself, and meila, her chazaka can be mamre b'cheskes eishes ish. So when it comes to a suffix in the mitzias is, we're not sure about the mitzias, but the suffek is in the person. So therefore we can, the din suffek, the ofana suffek is in the metzius, but the din suffek is in the person. And therefore we can use the person's cheskes taira, or cheskes eishes ish. So here, if it's suffek karvala, she's a cheskes eishes ish. So the ofana suffek is the metzius, karvala. But since the din suffek, when there's a suffek in the metzius, the din suffek is in the person, you can use the person's chazaka. However, when it comes to a suffek at the din, we explained in the previous shir, there the suffek is in the din. So since the suffek is in the din and not in the person, is the person chayav or pater, etc. So in the mela, how can you use the person's cheskes taira to help there? The din, you can only use the person's chazaka when the suffek is on their din. But if the suffek is on this, when the suffix is on the person, the person's din, but when the suffix is on the etzem din, not on the person, then how can we use the person's chazaka? Therefore, when it comes to sveikah d'dina, lo zlina basra chazaka, you don't go after the chazaka to make kara. However, that's not muskam, this shita, chubis rabbi kiva eger, chelek aleph simen lamed zayin, writes that mitivri atosis besugi and shekosva al perish and reshbam shakol doichak, shehu doichak nire, atosis hold that even sveikah d'dina, we go after the chazaka de meikara. So proves from he proves from Divrei Aran. Writes that b'sveikah d'dina d'nasin huvam rahi ma'midin asa b'cheskas pinuya. Even though we don't know what the din is, when he did the giving, she did the saying. So what's the din? We don't know. Nevertheless, we're ma'midin b'cheskas pinuya. So you see that when you have a suffik b'din, nevertheless you can use the person's chazaka. So tzarich bir gedra machlekes. This is gevaldik. We have Chokas Ritva against Rashi and Tosis about whether when there's a suffix, when there's a vaday negia in this object, can you follow the cheskes taira of the object, or do you say no, you follow the person who touches the object, the din follows them. And therefore Rashi holds that if a tinok touches Isa, you don't know if the tinok is tamei or not, but the tinok touches Isa, so even though the suffik is in the din suffik is in the person, because there was a vaday negia, nevertheless you can follow the cheskes taira of the Isa against the Ritva, who holds no, that when there's a vaday negia, you can't follow the item, because the item was definitely touched. You follow the person, because the status of the item is going to follow the person. And Rashi tells us to argue with that, and also Shitas HaRashbam Shebesveik Adidin Elozin Abasa Chazaka. It's also not Muskam. We have Rishonim who hold that Besveik Adidin you do follow the Chazaka. So says Rabbi Abba, Bebiur HaInyan V'Nira Asher Nira Rabbi Abba Berman. This is in the Shir Reun HaTalmud Meseches Bava Basra in Shir Chof Aleph. Dine Kvar Yvenu Leil Kushis HaGemara. Where he brought the Kashu, the Gemara, you have a mikvah that was measured and found to be less than 40 saw. So, and we don't know when the person was tovel. Was he tam? Was the mikvah shalim or not? Did it have the requisite 40 saw, or did not have the requisite 40 saw? So we already brought the kasha of the Gemara. Gabi mikvah shenim da benim sechaser. Ad rabba hamid mikvah al cheskaso. That Gemara says, why do you follow the person's cheskes tuma? Why don't you follow the cheskes shalim of the mikvah? So there's a machlokas and a farshim bevir kushis hagemara that ad rabba hamid mikvah al cheskaso. Tais sarosh in nida ala gilyon. Rabbi Yishayo Steinberger Shlita, who was a rabbi of mine in Hakotel, he has a commentary worked for many, many years on that Tosfei Arash and Anida. So he explains Mashma de Parach Afilu Beis Hillel the Havel on the Tar Legamrei Mishum Chazaka de Mikva Afogav Dikan Ami Chazaka de Tamei Komkom Cheskes Mikva Odif Shrei Tamei Tovel Lefanenu Ela Shanu Oimrim Shema Loi Tovel Tvila Hagenes Shema Haya Chaser Amikva Kevedar Mishamin Mikva Al Cheskas and Estalka Cheskes Tamei. In other words, since the Cheskes HaMikva is machriya the makor has suffek, shehu b'mikvah. So memela nistalek hasafik b'toylada in the din of the toivel. You go to the shorish hasafik, the mikvah. And therefore, you can't say to follow this person's cheskas tuma. Follow the shorish hasafik. That's why he says we should be metara legamrei mishum chazaka de mikvah. Afagav, even though there's a nami chazaka de tuma, there's a chazaka cheskas tuma. Mekol makom, nevertheless, cheskas mikvah. If the chazaka de mikvah is better, why? Because shari atami tova lefaneinu. Tami was tovel, Shem Hashem lo tovel tefillah. Again, as we say, maybe the tefillah wasn't good. Shem ha'yah chaser, going to the mikvah was chaser. Kem dam was hamdik al chaser, and a stale cheskas tuma is number cheskas tuma. Because you just go to the sharash hasafik. What's the sharash hasafik? The mikvah. And the mikvah is a cheskas shalim. Mikvah is a cheskas shalim, and meila, his cheskas tuma goes away. However, the Maharsha and the Maharam there explained Krishna's Hagemara that we should be mamid cheskas hamikvah. We already discussed this recently, this Maharsha. This machlekes between the Tosar Rosh and the Maharsha and the Maharam. Siyata Dishmaya, they were niflos. Niflos mitaras Hashem were flying in that year. So the Maharsha and the Maharam there need to explain that the Kashya of the Gemara is, then why don't we be mamid the cheskas mikvah against the cheskas tum of the Tovel, and it'll be a suffik. Not like the Tosar Rosh holds that it's a vadai that the ches shalom of the mikvah is going to win. No. He says, where it says, Adarabah, Hamein Mikvah Cheskasa, so at least make it a suffix. Mikvah is a Cheskas Shalem, the person is Cheskas Tum, and it'll be a suffix. So why do we say, Zvadei Tumid, it's Bisarif Kachim, so explains Tosi Shanim Kedushim, so Tosi Shanim, Arshanim, Aram, all explain that there's a psak of Chazaka to make Har in the Mikvah. So nevertheless, the person has a Cheskas Tum. So you still go along with his cheskas tum, and you still mamed it as a suffik. In other words, you look at the mikvah and you say, all right, out to the mikvah, he's tar, because the mikvah is a cheskas shalim. On the other hand, he has a cheskas tuma. So make it 50-50, make it a suffik. Why make it a vaday? That's according to the way they're understanding. According to the Tosar Rosh, it's a vaday that you go with the mikvah. So it would appear as follows, that it says in Ksubis, and Daf Yud Gimel, Amad Bezer, and Biyechon, and Dibriya Machshir Bo, Machshir Bibita. The one who's machshir, the woman, when we have a suffix about her status, once we're machshir her, we're also machshir her daughter there, or mesupik if she was nevelis, lepasul, could go nasin, or mamzer. And if so, the psul and the bas is only because the psul and the bas is not only because of the psul of the aim, because the vlad goes after the pogum shebishneim. Ve'abas psula gami psara psul shel ha'av. She's also going to be pasul out to the father. Not only out to the mother, out to the father. Because if she was nevelis, suffik nevelis, to a nasin or a mamzer, so if we're machshir the mother, and we assume he wasn't a nasin or a mamzer, so we're also machshir the daughter. So we have to understand that this psul is not only because of the psul, and the daughter is not only because of the psul of the mother. Because the Vlad goes after the Pagum Shibishnaim, that means she goes after the Nas and the Mamzer. So if that's the case, it's true that the mother's Kshera. Because we're Mamir her Becheskas Kashrusa, Agabaldik. This woman has a Cheskas Kashrus, Mele, we assume he's not a Nas and her Mamzer. But Echabas Kshera, Shahare Yesh Bas Safik Psul, Gamitzad Ov. She is a Safik Psul, even Mitzad the father. Vech Mahanya Legabezeh, Cheskas Kashrus Shel Haim. So how does the cheskas kashrus of the mother help for the daughter? You're right, she's a cheskas kashrus, terrific. But the daughter has a suffix mitzvah of the father. How does the mother's cheskas kashrus help the daughter? There's a machlokas reforshim about that. Shmeitza dalit, perik dalit, explains that the cheskas aim is machriyas a suffix shenivel ala kasher. The cheskas of the chazak of the mother decides the suffix that she was nevelas la kasher, and since it was muhra that the boil was a kosher, the male of the bass is also a kosher. So explains the Beis Yankif, and Daf Yadalat Amud Aleph in Ksubis. So that's one pshat. One pshat is that since your machriya mitzad the mother, that the boil was a beseder guy, he wasn't an us and her mamzer, mela, you assume that Legabe the daughter also, he's also a beseder guy. However, Tosis in Ksubis, this is not like that, Daf Chafov Amud Beis, Yir Maslan Ach Sina Ach. Sinan Shemavur Medivrei HaTosfos Shemafarshim, that the Basque Shero, why? Because of the Chazaka of the mother, not like the Shmeitzer writes and the Beis Yankim, it's not also the Chazaka of the mother. It's that since you're Machriya Lagabe the mother, that he wasn't an us in Ramams, or maybe you're Machriya the same way Lagabe the Bas. But in Tosfos we see not like that. In Tosfos we see that it's because of the Chazaka of the mother. Just like we see there in the Sugya, B'Safik Ben Grusha, the Mukminan Leben B'Cheska Savasa Shukoin, B'Yosafik Ben Grusha, the Gemara says, your mamid, the son, Becheska's father, that he was a Kohen. So too, Besafik Nivala Lapasala, Makmina Labas, Becheska Simba says she Ksheira. You give her the Chazak of the mother that she's Ksheira, just like the mother Ksheira, she's also Ksheira. So too explains the Taisa Rosh there in the Maslan and Achsinan. And interesting, look in the Shmaitza, on Shmaitza Beis Perak Yates, he writes Lahedya, that the Chazak of the mother is effective just like the Chazak of the father, Ein Shem Heitev. So it would appear, Mavur Medivra Atosvai Rosh, that they hold that it's Nifsak Ba'ein, Shehik Sheira Mishun Tukminil Becheskus Kashrus, Loya Mahani Labas, Velachin Hutzchu Loimar, Shabas Ksher Mishun Shesh Labas, Atzma Cheskusim Besashik Sheira Kima. So that you see that they hold that there was a Psak in the mother, that she is Ksheira. Because Ramamir Becheskus Kashrus, that is not enough for the daughter. And therefore, what do they have to say? They had to say that the daughter is kasher. The daughter has the chazaka of her mother, that she's ksheira like her mother. Habas ksheira mishum cheskas amisa. So, we're mami, the daughter, becheskas the mother. It's not pshat that you're mami, the mother, becheskas kashrus. And Memela, the daughter, is also kosher. No. The fact that we paskin that the mother is kosher, that is not enough for the daughter. You have to say that the daughter also gets the cheskas kashrus of the mother. The bas is ksheira, because the bas herself has the chazaka of her mother. So those are the two approaches. Either because you were machriya that the ball wasn't an us in Ramamzer, or because the daughter gets the mother's cheskas kashrus. So it would appear that this is totally bikur yisod geder chazal chazaka, because the din chazaka was said when we have a suffix if there was a shinui in the chayfetz shemamidim also becheskasa. However, yesh lach kori ma'idei chazaka shebechayfetz nifsak etzem chayfetz, or the name of the rabbi psak behachefetza atzmo velo beetzem hasuffix. So, it's true. We know that pshat and chazaka is that when we have a suffix, if the chayfetz, if the object changed, we're mamid the object in its chazaka. However, yishlachkor, if through the chazaka and the chayfetz, the etzem hasuffix was paskin, well, we say no. Etzem hasuffix wasn't paskin. There's a psak only in the cheftza, but not in the etzem hasuffix. And this will explain the machlokas. If the psak of chazaka of the mother will be effective for the daughter, the psak chazaka. Tosis in the Rosh hold that the psak chazaka of the mother is only a psak in the mother, not in the etzem hasafik, if she was nevelis lakasher lepasul, and therefore they hold that the chazaka is effective only for the mother and not for the daughter, because it's not a psak in the etzem hasafik, it's only a psak in the cheftz, it's only a psak in the mother, and therefore it doesn't help for the daughter. And therefore they had to say that according to the Man D'Amar, Man D'Machshir Ba, Machshir Bebita, it's because the daughter herself has a chazaka. If the daughter herself has a chazaka, beseder, if she gets her mother's chazaka, we can also paskin that she's beseder, that she's okay, that she's ksheira. But since the psak only applies to the mother, it only applies to the cheft of the mother, so you have to, in order to be machshir the daughter, you have to say that the daughter also gets her own independent chazaka. She also has a chazaka, she gets her mother's cheskas kashrus. Because the psak is not in the etzem hasafek, the psak is just in the cheft of the mother, the gavra of the mother, and therefore we have to say it also goes on independently to the daughter. That's all the Heilige Tais in the Rosh. The Sheif Shmaitza holds in the Beis Yankiv, what do they say? That the Cheska Se'em is Machriya the Suffolk, that she was Nevelis Lakasher. And once we were machriya the safek that the boil was a kosher, memela the daughter is also kshera. Not that the daughter has her own independent chazaka. Once we were machriya, it's the mother that she was nevelis l'kosher. So then we say, okay, so now the daughter is also kshera. So they hold that the psak chazaka is in the etzem ha-safek. So we paskin by the mother that the safek was resolved. We had a safek who this guy was. We resolved the safek that he wasn't a mamzer or nasin. And memela, the child, is not a mamzer or nasin. Because according to them, we're machriya the etzem ha-safek. According to Tosfos in the Rosh, we're not machriya the etzem ha-safek. We're only machriya the chevtza atzma, not the etzem ha-safek. So according to the Shmaitza and the Beis Yankif, we only need one step. All we need to do is paskin l'gabe the mother that he was not a mamzer or nasin. And memela, when we talk about the daughter is beseder gamur. Whereas according to Tosfos in the Rosh, you need two steps. You need to be machriya l'gabe the mother, her chazaka, and then you also give the daughter the chazaka of her mother. And memela, you have two different steps in order to be. It's not going to be a memela. It's going to be two significant assumptions. One, the mother's cheskas kashrus, and then B, the daughter's cheskas kashrus that she gets from the mother. Whereas according to the Chronim, according to the Shmaitz and Beis Yankiv, no. We're machriya l'gabe the mother, and it's a memela on the daughter, because you're machriya the etzem ha-safek. V'alpi zeh, we can explain the machlokas, the Rosh, with the Tosfos Yishon and the Maharsha and the Maharam that we spoke about. When we said hamid mikval cheskaso, is it pshat hamid mikval cheskaso and memela, the person is vaday tar? Hamid cheskaso, that we have a safek. Because Tosfos Yishonim holds that the chazaka is a psak be'etzem ha-safek, and according to this linyan tzvek v'shel ha-tamei, ha-cheskas tuma paskins that the mikvah was chaser, and me'ele v'gavris tamei. And it emerges according to this that b'makor ha-safek, if the mikvah was shalim or chaser, we have a chazaka against the chazaka of the mikvah paskins that it was shalim, and the cheskas tuma v'gavr paskins that it was chaser. Asher al-kein, pirshu ha-Tosfos Yishonim, and the Maharsha and the Maharam, that it's a chazak against the chazaka, toilen lochem v'sarf, and it's a safek. Mashen came the Rosh, the Tosfos Rosh that we saw, who argues, he says, no, he's l'shitaso. That what? That the bas is ksherim mishum cheskas hamisa. That was healed to the chazak of the aim, doesn't pask in the etzem ha-safek, and therefore it's not effective for the daughter. And therefore he's mukhrich to say that the bas is ksherim because she has her mother's chazak, and according to this, l'cheskas tumah of the person is a psak, only the gabi the person himself that he's tamed, the gabi etzem ha-safek, if the mikvah was shalim or chaser, we have no psak al yidei ha-cheskas tumah. This person's cheskas tumah doesn't tell us anything about the mikvah, about the etzem ha-safek. According to the Tosfos Yishonim and the Maharsha and the Maharam, so the chazak of the mikvah paskins that it was shalim, and the cheskas tumah of the gavra paskins that it was chaser, because the cheskas tumah of the gavra is machriya the sharish ha-safek of the mikvah, that the mikvah was a chaser. So you have chazak against the chazaka, canceling out penalties. First down, you remain lo ochlim v'lo sarfim. But when it comes, that's all shitasa tashanim ma'asham ara. When it comes to the Rosh, he says no, the daughter is kashik as the chazak of the mother. Because he holds that the chazaka of the mother doesn't pass in the etzem ha-safek, just legabe the mother, and therefore you need a separate chazaka for the daughter. And according to that, the cheskas tumah of the adam is a psak, only legabe the person, it's not legabe the mikvah. So it emerges that al makor ha-safek, if the mikvah was shalim or chaser, we only have a psak of chazaka de meikara of the mikvah, that it was shalim ke de meikara. So according to the other opinions, so we have two contradictory psakim about the Sharash HaSafik. We have two contradictory psakim about the Heilige Mikvah itself. But when it comes to the Rosh, he says, no, we don't. No, we don't. We don't have two contradictory psakim about the Mikvah itself. We have only one psak about the Mikvah. Because the psak about the person isn't Machriya Lagabi the Mikvah. The psak about the person is just about the Mikvah, about the person independently. But it's not machriya the sherish ha-safek about the mikvah. It's not machriya the etzem ha-safek. It's not a psak in the etzem ha-safek. It's a psak just on the person. But on the etzem ha-safek and the sherish ha-safek about the mikvah, we only have one psak, that the mikvah was shalim. And memela, the person's tar. So it's a vaday. When it says hamin mikvah chaskos, the person's vaday tar. because the Gabi the Sharish has Safik, we only have one Chazakah, and that is the Cheskas HaMikvah, that is Shalem. Oh, Cheskas HaShalem, maybe the person is also Tar. So therefore he says, Mitaras Vaday, that the person's Tar. But the other Mepharshim hold no, that it's only Mitaras Safik, because the Chazakah of the person is Machri also the Sharish HaSafik. When we paskin about the person that he's a Cheskas Taira, what we're saying is that it also expands to the etzem ha-mikvah, that the mikvah, the person is a cheskas tumah. We say that's machri legabi the mikvah. It's a psak b'etzem ha-safik, that the mikvah's ta, the mikvah's chaser. So therefore, the Tosi Shalom Arshad Maram hold that it's only a safik, because we have one psak in the mikvah itself that it's tar, that it's shalem, and we have a psak in the person which is mashlich, which is extends to the mikvah, that the mikvah is chaser. Now, pizeh, we can also explain the machlokas Rashi Tosu the Ritva. If there's a chazaka of the Isa, kshavadei naga betinok, that the Ritva holds that the psak of chazaka is a psak betzem asafik, and therefore the Ritva holds, like we explained, that the etzem din safik is in the tinok and not in the Isa, since vadei naga betinok, the Isa is definitely touched by the baby. And therefore, the cheskas Isa doesn't help, because the etzem asafik is not in the Isa, the etzem asafik is in the tinok. And memela, the status of the Isa is not going to help us, because the psak of the chazaka is a psak in the etzem asafik. So once we paskin the etzem asafik, what's the etzem asafik? The etzem din safik is in the child. So the etzem din safik is in the child. So memela, it's pashat that we don't care about the status of the Isa, that the Isa is a cheskas. These are cheskas taira. Rather, we paskin based on the tinok. So the cheskas isa is not going to help, because the etzem asafik is not in the isa. Rather, it's in the tinok. So the Ritva learns pshat in the Gemara over there, that the tinok is vadei tamei, and the suffik is, did the tinok touch the isa? So since the suffik is in the isa, says the Ritva, the suffik of the isa is going to be effective. And Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds that there was a vadei negia, and you can follow the suffik of the isa, because the chazak of the isa, that the isa is tar, because the Ritva holds that the etzem din suffik is on the tinok and not on the isa. If there's when there's vaday nigia, again the Ritva explains pshat in the Gemara that the tinok is vaday tamei and there's a suffik nigia. Since there's a suffik nigia, you can follow the cheskas taira of the isa, because the din suffik is in the isa. Because we're not more misupik if there was nigia b'chlal. And because of this, but if there was a vadei negia, then the cheskas isa is not going to help, because then the suffik is on the tinok, and that's machriya, that's the psak of the etzem asafik, and therefore the chazak of the isa is not going to help us. Mashekin Rashi and Tosis hold that the ikar psak chazak is legabi the cheftza, and therefore when we discuss the isa that touched the tinok, the suffik is legabi the cheftza shel isa. Is the isa tahara or tumeya? So it's true that the etzem asafik is in the tinok, whether he's tamei or tar, because there was a vadei negia here. However, the suffik of the isa is what's the din of the isa itself, and therefore the chazak of the isa can paskin on the cheftz of the isa that the isa is tahara. But it's the same idea that we've been discussing. Is pshat that al yedei chazaka shebechefetz nifsak etzem asafik? But we say, no, it's only a psak in the cheftza. So Rashi tells us all that it's only a psak in the cheftza. The ikar psak chazak is legabi the cheftza. So legabi the tinok. So he might be tame. That's true. But the suffik, legabi the cheftza of the isa, is whether the isa is Torah or tame. So the etzem asafik is in the tinok because you know there was negia, and you want to know, did the tinok touch the... was the tinok tameh? But Rashi says that the cheskas taira of the isa still wins out, because even though the etzem asafik is in the tinok, nevertheless, when it comes to the isa, we have a shayla legabe the isa itself, not the tinok. So the chazak of the isa can be effective to paskin on the cheftz of the isa. So we can paskin on the cheftz of the tinok that he's tame, and we can paskin on the cheftz of the isa that it's tar. And we don't go to the shorash asafik. The chazaka doesn't tell us to paskin the etzem asafik. According to the ritva, the cheftz tells the chazaka tells the paskin the etzem asafik. And therefore he holds that if there was vadai negiya, so now what's the safek legabe the tinok? And the tinok is tame. So we don't care about the cheskas ha'isa, because the etzem ha'safek is not in the isa, it's in the tinok. And the tinok might well be tame. And the Ritva explains Pshat in the Gemara that the Tinok is definitely Tamei, and there was a Safik Negiya, if he was Nogea Be'isa. So since the Safik is in the Negiya, whether there was Bechal Negiya, then we can file the Cheskas Taira of the Isa. Rashi holds is that there was no Safik Negiya, there was definite Negiya. So what's the Sharash HaSafik? The Sharash HaSafik is in the Tinok. And yet Rashi still holds we can paskin the mitar the isa, because the chazaka only paskins the cheftza, the chazaka doesn't paskin the etzem asafik. Just like the Tos and the Rush hold that we paskin about the mother, that the mother was nevelis lekasher. But it's not a psak betzem asafik, therefore we have to come onto a separate chazaka for the daughter. And according to this, we can also explain the machlokas rishonim. Imazlina besfeka didina baser chazaka olo. That the Rashbam holds that the psak of chazaka is al etzem asafik. The Rashbam holds that the psak of chazak is on the etzem asafik. So we can say, like we explained earlier, b'das haRashbam, that in tzveik adzina, the etzem adin safik is not in the chefetz. It's in the din. Is the din kach o kach? And therefore, what is the chazak of the chefetz going to help us? You can't follow the chazak of the chefetz when the safik is on the din. Just because the chayfetz has a chazaka, how's that going to change the din? And therefore the chazaka of the chayfetz doesn't help when you have a sfeika dedina, because the etzem din safek is not in the chayfetz, it's in the din. That's the shorash safek. What's the din? Not what's the status of the chafetz, the chayfetz. The status of the chayfetz only comes out from the din. Hashem Kein Tos Naran, they hold that the Yisod Din Chazaka is legabe the Cheftza. What's Pshat in the Chazaka? A Chazaka tells us about the nature of the Cheftza, not the Shorash HaSafik, not the Yisod HaDin. And therefore, even B'Sveik HaDina, we can say that the Ikar HaSafik Shel HaCheftza, when you're looking at the Cheftza, you're right, you want to know what the Din is, you don't know what the Din is. You don't know what the din is. But it doesn't matter that you don't know what the din is, that you have a suffix, be'ikar ha-din, because the din chazaka goes on the cheftza, not in the yisod ha-suffix. So since it goes on the cheftza, din chazaka goes on the cheftza, memela, the ikar suffix of the cheftza is mad dino shal ha-cheftza, and therefore the chazaka of the chefetz is effective even b'sveika didina. So you're right. The status of the object isn't going to be machriya the din this way or that way. Because the din is independent of the status of the object. However, when we talk about chazakas, what does the din chazaka tell us? It tells us legabi the cheftza. It tells us that the cheftza shouldn't be changed. The status of the cheftza shouldn't be changed. So when we have a sveka de dina, we can apply the chazaka to tell us that the status of this object won't be changed. Even when we have a sveka de dina. That's the way the Tosfos Naran hold. Wherever the Rashbam holds, no. That the psak of chazaka is on the etzem ha-safek. You have to go to the shorish ha-safek, the yesod ha-safek. What's the yesod ha-safek? What's the din? If that's the question, then what does it matter what's the status of the chefetz? Therefore, you don't, when it comes to sveka d'dina, you don't follow the chazaka of the object. So, psiyata d'shmaya, these two shiurim we saw in the flows, and obviously this is a tremendously broad topic, and we've had so many shiurim, and we plan to have so many more. So God should just give us life and health and everything good to be able to continue Amir Tzashem prosperity. We should all have the financial means that we need in order to learn Torah v'harchava, u'v'simcha u'v'nachas. Shalom, sweetest friend.